We are learning Masechta Zivam Mustaf Chav Zayin Amabez, and we are starting the last two words on Chav Zayin Amalaf on the bottom by the two dots. Eboyer Lahu. The shayla is like this. Vayitem with the sugya of Chalitza Psulim. Eboyer Lahu. Balas Get or Balas Maimer. You have a brother that died. He had two wives. And this Oybe Chacham, the Yavam, gave one of them a get and one of them maimer. Okay, so they're both up the creek now. They're still not mutalashuk because the maimer just made the connection a little closer, and the get just made it a little further. But both ways, they are still need a chalitza. So who do you give chalitza to? Who do you give chalitza to? To number one or number two? Baal's get or baal's maimer? What? No, it makes a difference what the order was, which one they did. No, it makes a difference which one. Because each one was not a complete, they didn't take care of the Yibam. So either one, there's something happened to either one. Now which one should you do the Yibam part the other one? Which one? So Gemara says, Ezimem Kedemis. Gemara says, on one hand, Baal's get Adifa, Mishum da Aschel Ba Bechalitza. Which means, and since he gave a get, so you started being Mafgir the Zika, to Shvacher Zika, and Be'etzim all you need is Chalitza now. Mashekin the Baal's Maimer needs a get also. So maybe it's a better Chalitza to the Baal's get, because the Chalitza there will just right away sever the ties. Mashekin the Maimer needs more get still. So that's a Maimer to give it to the Baal's get. Or Dilma Baal's Maimer Adifam, Shun the Krav Labia. Or maybe the Baal's Maimer is better because it's a stronger Zika now, because it was not Huchlisha, it did not get weakened I did a get. If I care, they got even better. So maybe that's a better chalitza because it's a stronger zika. So the Gemara says it's a good child. I don't know. Amar Vashi, Toshmas tried to bring a raya. There's a halacha in Perek Rav Gamil, which is all about Maimer, Chamaimer, and Zika, Chazika, all these halachas of Baal's get. So there it says, Rav Gamil holds, Ain get ach a get. It means if you ever get to one of the co wives, to get to the other co wife, nothing will happen. And there's no Maimer, Chamaimer. But he says, there is get ach a Maimer and Maimer ach a get. Moider means just get acha maimer, maimer acha get. So the Gemara makes a deal. You get odif lo lahani maimer basrei. If get was stronger, maimer wouldn't do anything afterwards. Vi maimer odif. If maimer was so strong that it made a strong connection, we'll have a get avasrei. Ela lav shvamino. We see from there that since it's one chal after the other one, that ki adodinu. One's not stronger than the other one. Shvamino. Then one's not stronger than the other one. So therefore, you do one and part of the other one. Taisa speaks out there maska ella. If you remember, we had yesterday, a little bit today, that when it comes to halacha of the chalitza psula, is it enough to give chalitza, one brother to give chalitza, or you need two brothers to give chalitza? Or you have to give chalitza to both people by chalitza psula? Shmuel holds, echad chalitza kulon, Shmuel holds by chalitza psula, if there's no one better than the other one, then one chalitza helps. You don't need two chalitzas. And that's what Shmuel Shita is. So this Gemara is going according to Shmuel Shita. According to Rav, when you have a chalitza psula, everyone got to give chalitza. Because it's like a shvach hazik having chalitza. According to Shmuel, if as long as one's not better than the other one, so then one chalitza is enough. You don't have to give two chalitza. If they're both even, then you give either one you want. If one's better, you give it to the better one. If you don't have to give it to both. He doesn't hold the both. That's what's going on our Gemara. That's his kiyad adinu. Talk to Gemara Vaita. Omrav Huno Omrav, a little bit of a new sugya, very good shmak of sugya coming up. Basically, a sugya of Nesra. We'll call it Nesra. That's a sugya of Nesra. There's two ways you could be. You know, sometimes a yavam is also in the yavama. Sometimes it's b'shas nefila, and sometimes it can happen a little later. Just to give an example, before you see inside, an example happening later is that if you have Reuven and Shimon married to Leah and Rachel, when Reuven dies, Leah forced Levi, perfect, no problems. It's mutter. Once Shimon dies and Rachel falls, now Leah all of a sudden became Aser. Achos Zikul Kasei all of a sudden called Yashika. So that's a case of Hutra Venesra. A case of Nesra will be on Rachel, who's the second wife. She was Nafal into Nesra. When she fell already, Leah was around already, so it's already Achos Zikul Kasei. That's a case of Nesra beginning. That's a sugi of Nesra. And that's what we're handling. I'm a chleikasi, I'm a right. Zarek to Gemara. I'm a hunu, I'm a rab. Beis Achoyos Yevamos Shenaflu Lefnei Yavam Echad. You have two sisters, Yavamos, that fell to Yavam. We had Reuven and Shimon married to Leah and Rachel. They fell to Levi. Okay, so Chalotz Rishayna Hutra, Chalotz Lishnia Hutra. So if they fell at two different times, so you gave Chalitz to the first one, Hutra. Chalotz Lishnia Hutra. It's Gevaldik. What's the Chiddush of this? Taisa Asakasha. Makamashlam Pshita the Hutra. So That's what Tosfos says. Maybe Gavra Tzara. I and Shom Tosfos exactly what the chiddush is. But this is a very simple halacha. Even this is the case. Even if they both die at the same time, you give a chalitza to each one. That's good to go. Meisa Rishayna Mutta Veshniya. If the first one dies, Mutta Veshniya. You Mutta Veshniya. The Ein Tzarich Leiman. It's more pashit that Meisa Shniya Mutta Veshayna. Why? Because there should have Yevama Shehutra Veneser Vechazav Vehutra Tachzav Teirishon. That means Rav is a married a chiddush. Says Meis Rishayna Mutta Veshniya. Now, why is that a chiddush? Because the Shniya, when Shimon died and his wife Rachel fell to Yevam, Leah was already a Yavam already. So it was born into Achayis Zekukasai. Not born, it fell into Achayis Zekukasai. Nefila means when Shimon died. If Shimon dies, his wife Ray was Achayis Zekukasai. So it was a Nesra Matkhila. Still, he says, no problem. If the first wife, if the first Achayis, first sister dies, you let him marry her. We had such a thing. And that's we're going to Mars and ask from our Mishnah, really. And our Mishnah really basically is before like that. And we had a more in the sugya of Echos Mishtei Achayis. That's what we had, very clear. That's it. Chav Gimel Abayis, Chav Dalam and Aleph, but it's very clear over there. Our Kaponim, the Gemara, Rashi Bevarns Dakim says that we're not going to ask Gemara, and our Mishnah, our Gemara will talk about. Our Kaponim, so Rav says, not only in a case where the second one died, they possibly went to the first one, because there it's Hutra, Vachazra, Vanesra. But even in a case where this first one dies, it's still Mutta. Even though it's Nesra B'Shas Tefila. I'm just reading inside it one more time, because now we know what we're saying. It says, Mesa Rishayna, this is the Chiddush case, Mutta V'Shniya. The Ein Tzarech Leima, Mesa Shniya, Shemutta V'Shayna. Mesa Shniya, Mutta V'Shayna, Shemutta Havya, Yevam Shutra, Vanesra, Vachazra, Hutra, Tachta Teresh, and that's more Pasha. That's Rav Shita. So Rav holds there's no such thing as Nesra. Rav Yechanan says, Mesa Shniya, Mutta V'Shayna. Rav Yechanan says, I agree to you. Mesa Shniya, Mutta V'Shayna. I agree to that part. If the Shniya dies, Mutta V'Shayna. Ava Mesa Rishayna, Asa V'Shniya. But Mesa Rishayna will be Asa V'Shniya. Which means like this. If the Shniya dies, so Rishayna is Mutta, why? Because that was Hutra, Vanesra, Vachazra, Hutra. Mashaykh, Mesa Rishayna, if the first one dies, V'Shniya is Asa. My time is to call Yavama Shani, Kairaba, Vashas, Nafila, Yavama, Yava, Yala, Harezuka, Eishas, Achshash, Lebanam, Vasura. It becomes like Eishas, Achshash, Lebanam, and it's Asa, finished. If they, when Vashas, Nafila, it's Asa, boom, it's Eishas, Ach, and it's Asa. Straight to Gemara Kasha, the Rav Lesley Hai Svaro. Rav doesn't hold the Svaro of Nesha Vashas Tefila. I'm a Rav. Call Isha Sheini Kariba Vashas Tefila Yvama Yavi Aleha. Hareke Eshach Zabana Vasura. For example, let's say a case, a guy is married to Rachel, and his brother is married to Leah, and his brother dies. So then, Leah is also to Machais Ishtai. Then his wife dies. Leah is also. And Rav agrees to that. It fell, but Isser. So how can Rav stem with this? So Rav had to see Rav himself. Everything more is very scholar. You know why? That's the case I just gave you. It's the Issachos Ish Daraisa. Avahacha Zika Darabon. Here it's only Zika Darabon. By Zika Darabon, there's no din in Nesra. As long as it becomes Mutta now, you're good to go as the Rav holds. But Rav Yechon holds, is Nesra by Zika Darabon. But Rav Yechon does hold that if it's Hutra, the Nesra, because Hutra, that is Mutta. I think more is going to have a kasha Rav Yechon now, from our Mishnah. Even Rav Yechon, the more Makel they go on, we're going to have a kasha on him. The more Chomer they go on, even the more Machmer they go on, rather, Rav Yechon, the more Machmer they go on, who's masking that there's Nesra, Meshas, Tefila's Aser. But even on the case where he says that it's Hutra, Rav Yechon says that even a Hutra, a Chazra, a Nesra, a Hutra is Mutter, which we thought Rav Yechon was Gishmak, even if him, the Mishnah is not like him. Of course, not like Rab. But even if you're Rav Yechon on, it's a problem for the Mishnah. Eis, Rav Yechon on, for our Mishnah, Arba Achim, Beis Ben Masu and Beis Achayis. You have four brothers married two sisters, who Masu and Asu and Masachayis. And Reuben and Shimon died, and Rachel and Leah fell to Levi and Yehuda. Harei Lecholtzos Lo Mis Yavmos. They have to do Chalitza, they can't do Yivum. What's the problem? Vamai Leku Chad Menayu Lach Lo Slo Lo Shnia. Let one of them make Chalitza to the second one. But to have Rishon and Gavi Yidoch Ki Yavam Moshe Hutra Benasu Bechaz Hutra Tach Zatei Rishon. Says I hear you in the Mishnah, the fear of Yechonam. They both can't do Yivum. Why? Because one of them was Nafla Be'issa, right? One was Nafla Be'issa. But Lamaisa, the other one should be Mutter. Why? You give Chalitza to the second one, and the first wife who fell, the first Yavoma fell, the first sister who fell, was a Hutra, B'shas when she fell, then Chaz V'Nesra, now Hutra after Chalitza.
How did it again?
Because here, Reuben died first,
right,
and Rachel fell to the brothers. Whatever, let's say Leah, make Leah. Leah fell to the brothers. Reuben died first, Leah fell to the brothers.
Leah and Tara fell to the brothers.
Yeah, we're not Kiryat Tzara right now. We're Kiryat Tzara now. Leila Raz. And Shimon died, and then Rachel fell to the Raz. So now they can't do even why, because they're both Achayis Zukasa.
Right.
But the Maiz, before Shimon died, Leia was Mutter.
Right.
So it's Putra, then Nesra. Now what you do is, you give Chalitza Dafka to Rachel, Shimon's wife. One of them gives Chalitza to them. The other one should be able to do Yibum on Leia, on Reuven's wife.
The other brother, fourth brother.
Yeah, one of the two brothers, yeah. One gives Chalitza, another one does what can do Yibum.
One
gives
Chalitza,
sure can't do Yibum. Right,
right,
can't do Yibum. But the other one can do Yibum. Let the other one do Yibum. What's the problem? Fear of Yech, what's the problem?
Yeah.
So until now you'll say Pshat because I knew the Nesra. But now it's no problem Nesra if it starts of Hutra. So the Bamba Kasha of Yechran. It's Bamba Kasha of Kasha of Yechran. Amalei, Achayois, Eina Idea Mishanon. He says, you know, you have a good Kasha. This Mishnah, I don't know who said it. Which means Rashi says, Kaloimar Zu Eina Mishnah. I don't hold this. This Mishnah, I don't know. You're a good Kasha. The Mishnah makes no sense. This is not a Mishnah. This is not a Mishnah. So, Freitag Gemara Kasha, we're going to have a few questions. We'll see. We're not going to finish everything today. We'll just do some of the questions. That the Gemara have questions and ask, like, why couldn't Rabbi Yechon get out of this question? I'll tell you how Rabbi Yechon got out of this question. Chaltzas Dami Diktani, Chaletzas Chada. You're right. When it says Chaltzas, it doesn't mean you can't do it. You have to Chalitza both of them. One of them has to do Chalitza. You have to Chalitza to Shimon's wife, and then you're good to go. That's what it means. So, the Gemara Chaltzas Ktani. It says, Lashon Rabbi, the man's master of both. Frank Dimara Vale Malay, my chaltzos da'alma means chaltzos da'alma means you do chalitza da'alma, which means always such a case needs chalitza always. That's the rabbin. Frank Dimara, no, haray elu katani. It says haray elu chaltzos. Imagine the two are talking about haray elu chaltzos. So you can't say that. Frank Dimara, another kasha. Vale Ma, the case in our Mishnah was why you need chalitza both is because they made a mistake. The chaltzos are reshoin and bereisha. You get the first one chalitza. Now the second one, you can't do it. Then you have to give the second chalitza also. So no more, you can't say that pshat. Why? Because chalitza to chaktil. It sounds like this is the way you start off by beginning. You give chalitza to both of them. This is the way you do it. You give chalitza to both of them. So the Gemara's question is like the Gemara's question is still a kasha on this Mishnah on Rabbi Yechon. That's why I have to say in a Mishnah because Gemara tries to say I could answer it. Gemara is saying no. Rabbi Yechon couldn't answer it because it says chalitza to chaktil. And even though we're mamash smack in the middle of a sugya, we will met Hashem continue from here tomorrow. On top of Daf Chav Chesav Aleph and continue this discussion. We'll repeat over what we've learned today and go right there.